I'm going to show you how you're eating more sugar than you think and how to become a fat burning machine in 90 days with these three simple changes. You need to understand that most of the sugar you eat isn't sweet. Rice turns to sugar, bread turns to sugar. All carbs, even if it doesn't have sugar, turns to sugar in our bloodstream. Carbs are made up of long chains of sugar called starches. Now, what I'm about to teach you is how you can go from struggling to burn fat to a fat burning machine. Insulin is a growth hormone, and when insulin is high, it is impossible to burn fat. These three simple changes will bring down your insulin levels so that you can turn on that fat burning machine without cutting out all carbs. The problem is the refined carbs we eat cause a rapid rise in our blood sugar, telling insulin to store that excess sugar in our fat. And when we eat breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack, and we don't use up this energy, well, you know what happens. Step one, fiber. The problem with the carbs we eat today is fiber has been removed. That's why nature designed all carbs with fiber. Look at what eating a whole apple does to your blood sugar compared to juice. And just look at what having fiber before carbs can do. Step two, we're gonna take an intentional break from food and eliminate snacks. And if you want to supercharge it, you can take a break from one of your meals as well. So keep your insulin levels low and in fat burning mode. To make steps one and two easier, I drink this yerba mate, which shuts off the food noise and increases fat burning. And before my meals, I drink this fiber matrix, which lowers my glucose levels by 37%. And step three, you want to use your muscles after you eat. Your muscles are like a sponge and soak up that glucose, using it for energy. If you want to supercharge that, start building muscle through resistance training a few times a week.